I actually watched the end of the Houston game. Actually, I watched the end of both of them. But,
of the pro games, you mean?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of those.
I watched the end of the Houston game. That was pretty exciting.
It was kind of fun.
I watched a little bit of the Manning brothers last night, but that was a rout when I turned it on, so I didn't watch much of that.
I know we were in an eatatorium. We didn't have any choice with the Cowboys.
I'm
glad they lost. So,
were you up on the table like cheering? Saying go Bears?
No.
How about them Bears?
I don't think, no.
Were you doing the Chicago shuffle or something?
No, just, looking at that going smirk. What is this 68 stuff? I mean, it rained. I know, did you boys get rain? I didn't have to go to my house, but right at Rock Prairie and the bypass, it was just a pounding.
This morning?
No, yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we got a little bit yesterday evening where I was. So.
I guess, and didn't know the wind shift was coming. So, 68 with winds from the northeast at 3 this morning?
It's downright pleasant out there.
It is. It's pretty okay.
If it was like this in July, I'd be scared of how many people would want to move here.
Yeah, but again, and looking at the forecast, apparently all week long we're going to do this.
That's all right.
Lower 90s and then low temperatures around 72 or so.
That's a winner.
Here we go, Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Burr. Well, here's a shock. There aren't enough hearses in hell.
I would think by the time you got to hell, the hearse wasn't necessary.
Yeah. Well, no, hell, Michigan.
Michigan. I see.
To set a record for the largest procession of hearses over the weekend, they'd made that attempt. Now, that's rather cute.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things that they do, I don't care. But, to have the most hearses in hell, I could see that would be kind of cute. The annual Just Hearsin' Around Festival.
Oh, that's cute, too.
Yeah,
they're just full of cute, aren't they?
I heard what you did there.
And, of course, rather unusual, it says the Just Hearsin' Around Festival.
That's a hearse of a different color.
You can lead a hearse to water, but you can't make it drink. Don't change hearses in the middle of the street.
That's right.
No.
Don't look a gift hearse in the mouth.
That's right. Yeah. When you hear hoofbeats, think hearses, not zebras.
That's right.
Anyway, it says here
we got a million.
Yeah, we do.
They're all free. It's absolutely all free.
That's right.
Anyway,
My nachos with horseradish too.
It says the Just Hearsin' Around Festival for hearse enthusiasts.
If you're a hearse enthusiast, I got to think
that might be
a little socially awkward.
A little scary.
Always going horseback riding.
It took place in hell on Saturday with 43 of the vehicles taking part in the Run from Hell.
That's hell on wheels, wasn't it?
They went to the Terrified Forest in Pinckney, Michigan. The goal was to have 50 hearses, the minimum required to establish a new Guinness World Record category. Now, that's probably good for the Guinness folks. They don't need to hear about 37 octogenarians with, I don't know.
No, they're not. They're not participating in the hearse runs because they figure it'll be soon enough. There'll be a passenger in one.
That's true. So, hearses in hell. There's a shortage. It's gonna be a good morning. That's something you can lean over the counter on the coffee break area today and talk about.
Info.
The boys said there weren't enough horses in hell this morning. They needed four horsemen of the apocalypse to show up.
You knew there was still one hanging around out there.
One more, that's all. Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yes, it's September the 20th, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And happy birthday to one of the, if not the hardest working person in Bryan Broadcasting.
Absolutely. From down the hall.
Allison Miserable.
Today is her birthday.
Is today her birthday?
Today's her birthday. Yes, it is.
She does a lot of stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're talking about somebody that earns their keep.
That's right.
She never sleeps.
I don't know if you know that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's like a wonder of the world. She doesn't ever have to sleep. It's just like that. But anyway, happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
So she shares a birthday with singer Gogi Grant, who she's probably never heard of.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, the Wayward Wind?
Her.
Oh.
It?
Yeah, it's a her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's 86.
Let me see if I can find that. Here we go. We got it. Are you ready?
Gogi Grant on iTunes.
That's it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I thought you had her all ready to go.
I was trying. I didn't know. I had no idea.
You try and wake her up this early.
I told you in show prep, Scott. You must have forgotten. Actress, comedian Ann Mira. Turns 81 years old. She's Got a husband and a son in the biz, too, as a matter of fact. Does she not? Well. Yeah, actress Sophia Loren, who is 76 years old today. And, uh-huh. you know, last I saw her, she, you know, with a little help from the old plastic surgeon, she's still looking pretty good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here's Gogi. Wait, I got Gogi. Here comes Gogi. Here goes Gogi.
Oh, that's a lot of production value to that.
Well, it was. Yeah. 1956.
Yeah. A little muted trumpet there.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Chase, need some boss from the office.
Got it.
You've never heard this?
Oh, there we go.
No. Sounds like it could be in a John Wayne movie.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, that's probably what they were thinking, is if they could go ahead and...
But chicks aren't supposed to sing Western themes.
Yeah, that's probably right. But anyway, it's
preserved for the Frankie Lanes of the world.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, that voice. That wasn't recorded recently.
No.
Yeah, no.
1956.
But she's 86. Just bless her heart.
Good for her.
Okay. Chase, say you ready?
Yep.
All right.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
There you go, man. Gary Cole is 54 years old today. Yeah,
did you get that memo?
Yeah, that one.
Did you see the memo about this?
And he's I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Hmm, yeah.
And he's been trying really hard to not do those kind of parts anymore.
Uh-huh. Hi, it's Bill Lumberg.
Oh, what's happening?
And he's done some pretty serious roles on TV of late.
Hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just noticing that he is he's an alumnus of the Steppenwolf Theater.
Mm, yeah.
Which is Gary Sinise was the co-founder of that, and John Malkovich. And,
yeah.
You know, he's been with some serious actors, but we still like him as Bill Lumberg.
There you go.
Yeah, hi, it's Bill Lumberg.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Okay. How old is he? I don't even remember.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I got two opinions here. 54 and 53. So
okay, close
take
enough.
Your pick. Yeah. There you go. Actress Kristen Johnston, she was on Third Rock from the Sun, is 43.
She's kind of mannish.
Mannish?
Yeah, she's kind of.
Haven't seen the show.
Kind of mannish.
There you go. Okay,
she wasn't bad looking, but.
Yeah. There you go. And singers Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, that's Ricky's kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
The twins are 43 years old today. And Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Think about that, boys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Rick Nelson's sons.
Are 43. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I just wanted to stop down for a minute.
Yeah,
everybody
thanks.
Feel old. Appreciate that.
And Dr. Joyce Brothers, going back, she is 82.
Well, there, that makes me feel young again.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's all I got.
622.